This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, as Medicare and Medicaid turn 50 this month, we look at how these programs have shaped life in America and what their future holds. First, if you ever catch yourself blowing off work to watch a funny cat video online, maybe you don't have to feel so guilty anymore. According to new research, these cat videos can help us repair bad moods, restore some of our energy, and with over 26 billion views of over 2 million cat videos on YouTube, seems like a lot of us have figured that out. Our next guest studied the effect of cat videos. She's an assistant professor of journalism at Indiana University. Jessica Gall-Myrick, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So, Jessica, given how many of us watch these cat videos online, have we paid enough attention as to why we're doing it?
Well, that was kind of my goal with this study. I study media for a living, and just sort of struck me one day as I saw all these cat videos in my social media feed. I read a news article that celebrity cats sometimes make more money than human actors. This is a major part of our media diet. That stat you quoted, the 26 billion views, I mean, that's way more than the average New York Times article gets a day. So I think we need to understand how this type of media use impacts us if we want to understand the role of the internet in our lives.
Right. And this is like the joke about the internet, about how frivolous right. all the stuff is, how we waste our time. And you're thinking maybe there's something more to it.
Right. I mean, obviously the internet is very new, but media is not. And for decades, we've used media to sort of regulate our feelings, whether we know it or not. And there's a long line of research about mood management theory, and it argues that we turn to media that will change a negative mood state or maintain a positive one. And that's basically what I found in my study, was that people were watching these cat videos and reported that afterwards they felt more hopeful, more content. They even felt more energized than they did before they watched them.
So you surveyed about 7,000 people about their cat video viewing habits.
Yes.
What were some of the basics about the hows and whens and whys they watched?
Yeah, so I asked all sorts of questions because no one had really tackled this empirically before. I wanted to get as much data as I could from those cat video watchers. I found that most of the people reported not intentionally seeking out cat videos. Instead, they about three-quarters of the time just happened to be online and encountering them. I think that speaks to the massive amount of this type of media that's out there. I found that people who were shy but also agreeable in their personality traits were more likely to watch cat videos than others. I found people who had a real cat were also more likely to watch cat videos. But interestingly, fans of cat videos sort of ran the gamut from cat people to dog people to people who liked both. So it's really a pop culture phenomenon.
So let's get into a little more the benefits. You pointed out, more energy, busting bad moods. So how did people report that? How did they describe what they got out of these cat videos?
Yeah, so I talked about the positive moods and the energy benefit. They also reported feeling less anxious afterward, which I argue could mean we might be able to use these videos as a form of digital pet therapy. I mean, having a pet is great. I have a dog, and it's wonderful, but it can be expensive. If you have allergies, it's not really feasible. This is a really easy way. You can pull out your smartphone, and if you notice you're clenching your jaw at work, just take a couple minutes, de-stress, watch a funny cat video, and then go and tackle your next task.
Well, even for people with pets, the pet therapy probably won't help them in the middle of their work day. There aren't a lot of workplaces where any pets are welcome, much less cats.
Exactly. Yep.
Your office mate doesn't always want the litter box there, for one thing.
yeah.
But what it makes me think about, people seek out positive things online to boost their moods. But there's a lot of negative stuff that can anger people up on the internet, and obviously it's fairly popular too. So how do both of those forces balance out? I know you didn't look at the negative stuff in this study, but how do you think that might what might justify all that stuff?
Right, sure. So we have a lot of different motivations for using media. One motivation is what we call the surveillance function, so to try to figure out what's going on in our world. So that's where you might encounter some negative information. We like to compare ourselves to each other, and social media is very good for that as well. So a mood boost is just one of many different motivations we have to use media, and I think we might see more of these cat videos pop up to sort of balance out that negative content. By taking a break from long, difficult article about partisan bickering, to watch a cat video might help you make it through the article later when you return to that tab. So we spend a lot of time with media. The most recent surveys find that Americans spend between 10 and 12 hours a day with some form of media or another. So I think cat videos are just happen to be one part of our media diet. I think they're probably a decent-sized part for some of us because of that positive mood hit we get, so to say. But there are other parts that serve different functions for us.
We're talking to Jessica Gall Myrick. She's at Indiana University. She did a survey trying to figure out why people watch cat videos, what, if anything, we get out of them. Turns out, according to what she learned in her survey, we get some, maybe an energy boost, maybe overcome some anxiety. It could be worth taking that goofy cat video break in the middle of a work day to charge us up for the next part of the work day. Now, Jessica, I don't know if you were able to figure this out, but why cats? There are a lot of potentially positive or silly or funny things we could watch online. What is it about cat videos that have really made them the defining trivial goofy thing on the internet?
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking me that since I did this survey. I think part of it is we actually have a long, long history of showing cats in the media. The ancient Egyptians painted cats, used them in hieroglyphics. So part of it's actually just cultural residue. I think the other thing about having cat videos online is that in person, cats aren't terribly exciting. No offense to the cat lovers out there, but, they're sleeping or they're hiding from you. Maybe they're, clawing at you. But these videos capture unique, sort of rare moments, and it's almost as if the internet is a dog park for cats. you're never going to get a cat, your own cat at home, to do a trick on command. But online, you can see all these cats doing pretty novel things. So I think there's a novelty factor to the cat videos. Part of my research that found that people with a shy personality trait are more likely to watch cat videos jives with previous research on heavy internet users. So people who spend hours and hours online, they also tend to be shy. So there's a possibility that the people who use the internet the most are also cat lovers, and they're just producing more of this content. So that could be happening too. But I think we actually need more research to sort of figure out why. But I think it's this mesh of cultural factors and who uses the internet the most, and the fact that it's sort of interesting, unique to see a cat do something funny. Whereas in real life, we trained our dogs. We can usually get them to do something funny or cute on command.
Now, bigger picture, we've talked to guests here over the years about the negative effects of too straight up a news diet. Watching too much of the serious news, the negative news, increases your anxiety levels, may increase your feeling of disempoweredness. And then I think, okay, newspapers through the years have had comics pages and sports pages. Your local TV news has the light lifestyle features. People make fun of those sometimes, but maybe is there a case to be made in all these different media sources that there should be room for this lighter stuff to leaven the stuff that's going to keep us awake at night?
Definitely. I think that's a great analogy, looking at newspapers and comics. It is really hard to, especially in our globalized world, read about all the war and conflict and poverty there is abroad and at home. So this is, maybe an adaptation to the fact that we're not all reading the same newspaper or watching the same evening news anymore. But even in our filter bubbles or, our own very personalized media diets we have now, these cat videos are pretty much popping up everywhere. So it very well could be sort of an adaptation of bringing that lighthearted moment, that breather, that little bit of mental space to help us deal with the information onslaught we have online. I mean, we are consuming more information than ever before in human history. So, yeah, I'm a former journalist myself. I've taught journalism. I'm a deep believer in that good, hard news, but yeah, everyone can use a cat video every now and then.
So what's your next step in this kind of research and figuring out how we're using the internet and how it's affecting us, our mood, our psychology?
I've been telling people that this study was really exploratory. There wasn't much empirical evidence out there, so I thought it was important to do sort of a larger scale survey and get a broad picture of what's going on. I think the next step is to do some more controlled research, so in a laboratory, have people watching cat videos, other types of pet videos, and get instant feedback on their emotions, get some more reliable measures, and then have them read a hard news story or have them read a health story and see if they retain more information or not versus having watched or consumed some other type of media before. So I think going to the lab, getting some real-time measures will really be helpful for teasing apart how this uber popular media phenomenon impacts the rest of our lives, the rest of our media consumption habits.
And Jessica, I've got to ask, are you a cat video watcher? And did your cat video watching habits change from before to after doing the survey?
Well, you know, I watch a little bit. I live in Bloomington, Indiana, which is the home of Lil Bub, the celebrity feline. So I watch some Lil Bub videos every now and again, but I really hadn't been a heavy viewer. I'm a dog person. I have a pug dog at home. But man, after this survey sort of gained popularity in the media, everyone's been asking me what my favorite cat video is, so I've been watching a lot more lately to try to be a more educated consumer of this type of entertainment media.
An expert on the genre. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks.
It's Jessica Gall-Myrick. She's an assistant professor at Indiana University with us to talk about the psychology of cat videos. Tweet us if you're a fan of cat videos. Maybe tweet us a cat video, your favorite, at Central Time WPR.